This is Goals with Soul, the podcast for visionary coaches and entrepreneurs building your business with inspired action. In alignment with your mission and authentic message, so you can create impact for your soul clients and feel lit up every day. I'm your host, Jo Ingram, married mum of three daughters from London and a former ad agency director turned business coach and strategist. In Goals with Soul, we blend revenue generation with energetics, marketing strategies with pranic healing, and ambitious business goals with our soul's desires. If you're looking to build your business with less efforting and more ease, this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Goals with Soul. I'm Joanna Ingram. And this week I had an amazing session with a particular client. She joined me for a messaging magic session, which is a full half day intensive. And her goal was specifically to fully understand and integrate her brand positioning. What exactly she does, who exactly she does it for, how exactly she does it, and to give her the courage and confidence to market herself in full power and integrity so she can work with clients who are ready to pay more, ready to work over longer periods of time, and ready to get the most outstanding results. Now, these sessions are always incredibly deep, and I know whenever I embark upon a session with a new client like this, I'm always on the lookout for blocks and barriers that are going to keep them from their goal. No matter how phenomenal the brand positioning is that we download and co-create together, if there's hidden resistance, it's going to mean it's going to stay in your Google Drive or on that bit of paper on your desk and never see the light of day, never be used in your marketing and promotions to actually connect with and resonate with those clients that you most want to attract. And while we were working together during the session, we dialed in a brand positioning that I recognized was going to catapult her authority and expertise in the industry and finally match her with the clients she's been wanting to work with all along. But I could also sense some resistance. And so I asked her a question. I asked her, out of 10, how aligned do you feel with this new brand positioning? And she said, a solid 8 or 9. Now, some people might think that was good enough, but this wasn't going to suffice for me. So I asked her, well, what would make it a 10? And she went on to tell me a story about how there was elements in her life that weren't quite there yet. Now, perhaps you can relate because we have so many aspects to our lives. And it would be great to imagine that all elements of our lives were equally 10 out of 10. But the reality is that at any one time, often we have aspects that are doing phenomenally and others that are struggling, that are far less where we want them to be. And in her case, it was around her health goals. We talked through some of the struggles that she's had and some of the resistance that's been building up over a number of years and how she felt that because she wasn't advanced enough in this aspect of her life, she couldn't help her clients with the problems that they wanted to resolve. Now, the interesting thing here is that this is not a health coach or anyone operating in the wellness space. She's actually a highly talented channel with a host of modalities under her belt. And her perfect brand positioning is to help female entrepreneurs who are hiding their light to overcome their resistance and play big in alignment with their true values. Now, I could see so clearly that this is something that she had achieved for herself, not just once, but over and over. And yet she was holding herself back because she wasn't perfect in every way. Now, how many times have we all experienced this? I know sometimes finding a positioning, an expertise, your message can be a real challenge, particularly when you look at all the things that you wish were better in your life. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes you might be barking up the wrong tree. It's entirely possible that an outcome you're trying to create for others, if you have not done this for yourself, is going to be out of alignment and out of integrity. And that in itself is going to bring a wall of resistance for you. This is a great example from my own trajectory. When I was still working in corporate back in 2019, I attended Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within. I went with Ivan, my hubby. We had a phenomenal time and it lit fire under me. It was very masculine driven, but that's a story for another time. But what I found myself doing was getting up at 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m. and creating a course. I decided I was going to move into online education and I thought, what am I an expert in? And the thing I decided I could do was teach people about parenting. Now, to give you a bit of a background, I'm the mum of three beautiful daughters. My eldest is 19. She's studying nursing at university. And my two younger daughters are twins. They're 12 years old. So I had been through the process of raising young twins. and really wanted to share what I had found most helpful. I got to the point where I was working with clients for free and helping them with their parenting issues. But behind the scenes, things weren't going quite so smoothly. I was finding that I myself was really struggling with a number of parenting challenges, and it felt more and more incongruous with what I was doing in my business. Now, luckily, I was also following the path of business coaching and found that I was getting far more success in that area, not just with my clients getting great results, but feeling 100% aligned because this was expertise that I had no resistance about. Having spent 20 years in marketing in London advertising agencies, I knew a thing or two and I wasn't afraid to share it. And before long, my parenting course was popped in my archive folder, never to see the light of day again. I found something that was deeply congruent with what I wanted to teach and had limited resistance. But that's only part of the story, because the resistance my client felt wasn't about her ability to teach her specialist subject. It was actually about how she felt as a person and felt that in order to teach, she needed to be better than, to be more developed than, further along the line than her clients in all aspects of her life. And as we dived into it, we discovered, to her surprise, but not mine, that actually her ability to help her clients was absolutely unrelated to her ability to hit her health goals. And actually the opposite, and this is important. Sometimes the things we're most ashamed about and the shadows that we're hiding are powerful aspects of our message. They are incredibly important to share in our content when it comes to relatability. Her journey towards her health goals and her reluctance to talk about them to this point are a direct symptom of the exact problem she helps her clients with, hiding aspects of their authentic self when they know that their business goals will be met so much better by being more relatable. Now, you might think that if she's suffering from some of the symptoms that she's helping her clients with, does that make her a good person to help them? But here's the thing. The big things that we overcome in our lives are still an integral part of who we are. When we find a solution that works for ourselves and works for our clients, we continue to deploy this solution in our own lives in order to continue to get the outcomes we desire. My client sharing her journey towards her health goals is only one aspect of what's going on in her life. But the sharing of the journey, now that's the real lesson. As they see her sharing vulnerably, it's the exact message they need to hear at that time. Not from some guru who's going to say they've done everything perfectly, and if you only do what I do, you can be perfect too. I think we all know that these are unrealistic expectations. The majority of us want to learn from somebody who is authentic, real, relatable, and is still getting the exact results that we desire most. I had a similar experience as I was hiding the struggles I was having with manifesting and aspects of spirituality. I know that when I went through burnout back in 2021 and I dialed in the divine feminine and I started to understand my spiritual path, the solutions didn't come all at once. And I started sharing here on Goals with Soul how being an overthinker was really making it difficult for me to manifest, and how I was seeing some signs and synchronicities and then blocking myself, how I was moving into alignment and then retracting so much resistance. That was a turning point for Goals with Soul. The listenership went up and I was getting messages saying how much people were enjoying following my journey. And I remember getting one particular message from a listener who asked me when I was going to hold a manifesting workshop. My first thought was, aren't you listening? I'm telling you how hard I'm finding it. But then I realized that actually people want to learn from someone who's just a step or two ahead of them. Now I continue to develop my spiritual beliefs, learnings, and share them. A core aspect of how I help my clients is to identify the blocks and barriers caused by business energetics that are preventing the business frequency from matching that of the most elevated clients you wish to attract. I saw that despite phenomenal messaging and aligned and enthusiastic marketing, when those business energetics were off, I had continued to attract clients that weren't perfectly aligned, that didn't light me up. When all three aspects were dialed in, the messaging, the marketing, and the business energetics completely changed the fortunes of my business, not just financially, but energetically. So here's the important lessons to take from these stories. First of all, you only need to be one or two steps ahead. The online coaching world now is about relatability and it's about true connection and relationships. Many potential clients would much rather work with you than a vaulted guru who's so far removed from the experience that they're having today that they can no longer relate to them. Secondly, you do not have to have all aspects of your life fully in shape in order to be the most amazing guide and mentor for your clients to get the results and outcomes that they most desire. Stop assuming that everyone you see on Instagram has it all together. Truth is, they don't. And if they're not showing the aspects of their lives that they're still working on, you just know that the authenticity isn't fully dialed in. It's okay to be authentic and at times to be vulnerable in the content that you share. Think about how you can share in service of the journey that your client's on and how your vulnerability exemplifies the core message of what you teach. And thirdly, do not be afraid of your shadow. What is it that you are most ashamed about? How can you transform this into a powerful and potent message that will help your future clients deeply understand the message that you have to share? Bottom line is developing your authentic messaging, developing the articulation of your unique value is not just words. It's about integrating how you feel about what you do, who you do it for, and how you do it. And identifying those aspects of resistance is going to be every bit as powerful as finding the articulation and the words that are going to match you with your soul clients. The question I asked my client about out of 10, how aligned she felt with the messaging, brought out the answer 8 to 9. And that allowed us to identify what that extra one was, brought out the resistance. So if you're also holding back from the fullest fulfillment of articulating your unique and brilliant value, find out what that one resistance is. It could be all the difference between spinning your wheels and finally connecting with and attracting the clients you most want to work with. And if you're an ambitious and intuitive coach or healer that wants to articulate your value and learn how to attract your most desirable clients with my support, I have 2 spots available this month for the Messaging Magic Intensive Sessions. Simply send me a message over on Instagram with the word magic and I will share all the details. And if you're not on Instagram, email me at jo@iamjo.ingram. Have an inspired action week. Take care. Bye now.